Your next question comes from Craig Hall. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chris. I'm confused a little bit on the share pricing. Elizabeth talked fairly quickly about $13.45 million up to that number at $15 a share, and then $225 million at higher share prices, all related to some strategic partner agreements. And then she talked about a share split, and earlier she talked about $75 a share. So is the 15 the same thing as the 75 after the multiple, or how does it all relate to the capitalization and kind of where we are now and what is being offered here? It's a little hard for me to follow a bouncing ball.
No, Craig, thanks. Hi. Yes, she ran through those numbers quickly, and I was doing the math also in my head. So to be clear, when we've invested twice in Theranos, Series B and Series C. Series B, we invested at about 90 cents a share. Series C was a little under $3 per share, okay? And that relates to the $75 value. So that's all pre-split shares. So if you paid $3, you know, in Series C, that $3 is now worth $75. What they affected, and these are in some of the documents I've signed, is a 5-for-1 forward split. So there are five times as many shares that the company has and that we own. And so now the price is at $15 a share. So that's the price that she's talking about going forward. Now, if I was doing the math correctly, she says there's about 13 million shares that can be exercised this year. And so if you multiply 15 times 13, that's close to $200 million. That she talked about. Then if we go forward, she said next year there are a couple hundred million shares that are authorized. So I should say that the actions that she's taking just corporate-wise and the documents I've been signing recently, first off, I should say she has controlling interest of the company. She has a firm grasp on the company, okay? Let there be no mistake, both in how she leads it and then legally and contractually. She has done some things with those documents that allows her to maintain control, because she is concerned about some folks that may end up investing in the company, a partner, and so forth, where, they aren't acting responsibly as a partner, and so maybe she'd want to cash them out. So she would have the right to do that. So let there be no mistake, just like some of the other high-flying companies in Silicon Valley, a structure is in place that even after the company goes public, and that is why the splits and so forth and different classes of stock, that even after the company goes public, she will maintain essential control, which has been brilliantly planned by themselves and their law firm, and having said that, following the same playbook as some of the other notable companies. I would make another comment just in this financing. As she said, there are a host of high-profile companies that are interested in investing at that higher dollar amount, so it gives me confidence that this is being well vetted by the very sophisticated money, and as you can imagine, the top tier banks around the country are all over wanting to participate in this. So hopefully, Craig, that answers what you're asking, and if not, please ask or call me, certainly.